Check, check, check.
Check, 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 check.
1, 2, 1.
1, 2, 3. Check, 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 check. Is my mic on? Check, 1, 2. Check, 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 check. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I am checking my microphone. I'm not very good at this. We are on our way to Dunkin' Donuts. It's going to take forever. Keep going. This is crazy. It's going to be loud on this bus, but that's okay because we are professional podcasters. We're good
I'm
at
not.
Talking.
Speak for yourself.
We know how to do this. We know how to do this, so we are going to make sure, no matter how loud this bus is, that we fucking do it. All right. It's a KFC Radio Quickie coming to you live from the Barstool bus. We are on our way to a Dunkin' Donuts in Queens for the first ever Barstool Sports Award.
Because there are no Dunkin' Donuts in Manhattan.
So there are 55,000 Dunkin' Donuts. I'm literally looking at one as we drive by.
We actually are. Connects to a Baskin-Robbins.
That one's no good. That one's no good.
So for some reason, we needed to go to one in Queens that is 90 minutes away in rush hour traffic. So how do you transport 100 idiots to Queens? You get a bus. This is the first.
Nice
this
bus.
Is basically in my mind.
It's a solid bus. It's like a hockey bus. It's like when you travel on like hockey.
Well, this is so we've all traveled before. We've done the RV before. We've gone on road trips and business trips. But this is like a field trip. This is a Barstool field trip.
Yeah, it feels a little uncomfortable.
I feel like you need to get a hand job in the back of this bus.
I asked Francis. Him to take
he's doing a hell of a job. He's a helpful guy. He's wearing sharp pants today.
Trying to grow my social media presence. I asked him to take some pictures.
Oh, you did? Okay.
All right. Okay.
He's so bad at this. Thank you,
Francis. Right as soon as we got on the bus, Keith said to us, are we going to be front of the bus guys or back of the bus guys? Like, come on, bro. We're back of the bus kids.
Well, I don't know.
How do you kids go to the back?
When you become an adult, I don't know if you transfer to the front.
Oh, I'm not an adult yet.
I sit in the very back seat, and you know the bumps that they have, and then you like wait for a bump in the road.
And you fly.
So I'm planning on doing that.
Rosa Parks, she didn't know what she was missing. The back of the bus is where the action's at. You know,
Francis wants a microphone, like a
field trip, an elementary school field trip, like where the songs start? Back here.
Back, man.
Where kids get locked in the bathroom? Back here, exclusively. There's only nowhere else to lock in the bathroom.
Where do you catch a quick handy? Back of the bus. Yep. I mean, on trips
when we used to like come home from games, and the liquor bottle would always start at the back and work its way front, and then gets a few rows away from coach and starts working.
The cool kid on my bus would sit in the very back seat with his girlfriend and put his windbreaker over his lap and she'd give him a blowjob.
Exactly.
I was so traumatized. That was way too early for me to be seen. I just sat there like staring straight ahead.
In fact, ski club when I was like in middle school, ski club is I learned in the very back seat of the bus. It used to be a triple back in the day. That's where I learned what masturbating was. I was sixth grade, and the eighth grade boys taught me, like, dude, you don't jerk off? And I was like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. And they're like, tonight, go home and just, like, play with your dick.
Just grab your dick and rub it up and down.
It's
going to puke on you.
Dude, the cool snowboarders told me this was cool, so I'm going to do it.
So that was the first time. No, the second time John was molested. The first time being his babysitter when he was, like,
did you jerk off with him on the bus?
No, I didn't jerk off with him. I just asked him.
There is so much traffic. We are never going to get to Queens.
Do you think Francis will keep talking without a microphone?
So we are on our way to the Barstool Awards. The first time we've ever done this. We got Liz Gonzalez drinking straight wine out of the bottle. We got beer being passed around. We got whiskey being passed around. It's quite the scene. Dave is on the bus. I thought Dave would be taking a helicopter to Queens, but he has decided to slum it with the rest of us. So this is, like I said, the first ever Barstool field trip. Feidelberg is wearing an ascot tie.
Yes.
Which is maybe the most ridiculous thing he's ever worn.
It looks good, though. He pulls it off.
Fuck. Don't even say I look good.
It looks... I don't even know what it looks like.
It looks good.
Well, I will say, while we're on the topic of Dave, Dave came out and he gave a compliment, which you don't hear rarely. He said, you guys look good. But he followed it up with, my suit's more expensive. And then he walked away.
Dave
so that was our interaction.
He's got like baby blue, different shades of baby blue with the bow tie. He wore it for Sloan from Entourage during his pizza review today. She seemed to like it. So you definitely know he's coming in confident. You know he's going to play the money card. His suit's probably more than all of our suits combined.
That's okay. Probably not, but also that's okay. I don't care if it is.
I mean, it looks good in it.
I look very good.
You're very proud.
Everyone looks good. Kevin's got the tux on.
He ran around all of Manhattan looking for that ascot.
I know.
Went to four different Brooks Brothers.
He left at like like 1 p.m. Like, yeah. I got to go get a...
He came in and asked me if I had any deodorant, because he'd been running around the city.
Oh, if John's wearing deodorant, you know he was working up a lather.
Yeah, I was really sweaty.
The only thing I'll say that's a little disappointing for the three of us is every single person on this bus is wearing a Navy suit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're blending in a little bit. I got the black lapel on my tux. I'm hoping that differentiates me a little bit for the red carpet. But bottom line is everybody here is a Navy blue.
Yeah.
I had my gray suit out, and I was like, the Barcel guys, they're all going to wear gray, so let me go Navy. And I walk in, and like office manager,
we all went Navy.
Fucking Nate. Nate's wearing all Navy. I was like, God damn it.
You know what? Like, me, the three of us wearing the same suit, I'm okay with it. You see, like, Nate and Brett wearing it. It's like, oh, fuck. It's like it's much like the State
well,
Liberty
I'll tell
jacket.
You one thing. With Brett, I'll get his back
Brett
on
looks
this.
Good. Brett looks
Everyone
good.
Always says, like, oh, Brett's wearing this. Like, maybe at some point, he's going to acknowledge Brett has a good sense of style.
Yeah, no, but it's, you know, a status thing. Office manager.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
An idiot.
Okay. I
you know
see,
what
yes,
I'm saying.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's like, oh, I'm dressed like an idiot. Because
the people that tried look very good.
Yeah.
Then there's like the jokesters, like Trent's wearing an Iowa t-shirt, and Coley's wearing
YP's
his like red bottoms.
Like fucking.
YP's got no shirt on.
Literally doesn't have a shirt on. I thought about going all quilted and just being like, I'm wearing my own line to my own red carpet event. Decided to class it up. We'll see how the red carpet goes, and then tonight will be the awards. So this is our first ever Barcel Sports Award show. Categories range from serious stuff, such as like best new artist, best new blogger, best new employee, all the way down to like silly shit, like sexiest scene, meaning like when Trent got his ass whacked by the fucking by Paige Sporanek, when Riggs was wearing a thong in the lake, when Smitty was in the shower in Minnesota. So some serious awards, some funny awards. Keith, you blogged the categories and the nominees.
Yeah.
This is kind of your thing. You do it with the Oscars. You do it with all the awards. Have you handicapped tonight? And do you have any expectations?
Well, I knew they sent me the list with the winners attached to it. So
I couldn't.
I gave predictions. I got some wrong, just to keep it honest.
Got it.
So if you read the blog, well, I guess they won't hear this until afterwards, so I don't have to
say
that. But,
were you surprised by... Do you agree with all the awards?
No. I didn't agree with all of them. One, a lot of them were obvious. The biggest hit of the year or whatever, something like biggest like punch or whatever. That's an obvious one.
I think it was sports moment. Wasn't
no, there's sports moment and there's biggest like.
Oh, yeah. There's both. Okay.
Whatever well, I'm thinking I forget the category, but it's obvious who wins.
If it's not Nate bodying YP,
that's what I'm talking about.
We'll
yeah.
have a problem. I will fucking riot.
I didn't
if that doesn't
I was thinking rough and rowdy.
But it was a great trip down memory lane. I was looking like for sports moment. I was watching like Hanks, the gif of Hank knocking Tex out, Tex knocking Hank down. Coley jumping for the vertical and falling down.
Oh,
with his
yeah.
vertigo.
You fat idiot.
That's it.
Hey, Coley, you're a big fat idiot. Yeah, that's right.
Hey,
I'm talking about you.
Hey, remember that time you jumped and
hey, Coley,
fell?
Look up. Look at this guy. Yeah.
Coley's t-shirt he's wearing is $375,
hey,
just
he's
so
got
you know.
He's got the Louboutin shoes on, too. Yeah. He's bringing the noise. And sitting to my right here is a big-time... You are going to be a big time part of the Barcel Award Show tonight. I believe you're nominated for several categories.
Doesn't win
I'm
anything.
Nominated for a ton of things.
Don't win one of them.
I'll tell you what. Very excited to see what happens.
No spoilers, but you don't win any of them.
So okay, I knew that. I knew that already. I just wanted to play it cool. But he's right. I don't know why I'm on the bus still. I should be home. I'm not winning anything.
We got nominated a bunch. It's a good honor.
Did you write a speech for the award that you're not going to win?
I think what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go up and take the mic anyway because I'm a live performer, and that's what I do. That's where I live. That's my home, and very excited to speak when I'm not supposed to and ruin the entire event for Dunkin' Donuts.
We need like a little Kanye West with Taylor Swift sort of
yeah,
thing.
Like a little
we need like who will do that? Maybe we'll have.
I made one of the best videos of all time.
Did all you see time. My George Brett video?
Let me look at the category.
Finish. My cancer song.
So we've got rattle off some of the other categories here for they're all video based awards, right?
Got,
so
best new band and single. We've got best foreign film. We've
best
got
new band and single.
We've got best educational film. We've got best and worst sports performances. We said we've got sexiest scene. We said we've got best supporting actor. Best TV sitcom. We had a show on TV. People forget that.
Yeah.
We had two.
Yeah.
Oh,
So we, I mean, this is going to be a full blown award show.
Go Getters of the Year presented by Dunkin' Go To's.
Okay.
Viva la Dunkin'.
Shout out to Dunkin' Donuts, specifically the one that we're going to, which is miles and miles and miles away.
We are like 5 blocks from the office.
Yeah, no, we're going to be
on this bus for several hours. We're not even 5 blocks from the office. We're like 3.
I'll tell you, okay, my favorite award, I didn't pick it because I thought it was too mean, but between us. The Smitty Show that almost got greenlit award.
What are the options for that one?
Swipe Drunk Love, Game Time, Drive Time, anything he does.
We also did...
What was the meanest shit today where Dave just said he doesn't even open his emails?
He said his emails are so worthless to him that he just doesn't even open them anymore. Yeah. He said Dave just does not even open them anymore.
I don't know what to say.
We've got Biggest Villain as the last one, and there is no winner for it, so I don't know who wins that.
So that's Sam Ponder, John Skipper.
Sarah Spain, Elika, Baked Alaska, Cyclist, Jay Hammy.
Smitty is that he decided to get hurt like right before the summer. That's actually genius, though. Like I'm going to have the surgery right before the summer. Like, I can just stay home and go to Avalon all summer.
If he actually had the surgery. Yeah. We got some truth.
I mean, also, like, this is a surgery Kevin and I have had. It's not that hard.
No, yeah, I mean, you just have a sling. Like...
Mine was a slap tear. It was a labrum surgery.
It's not fun, but it's not gonna like end your life.
I had the surgery on Saturday. I was in class on Wednesday.
I believe his email to Dave that Dave did not read said something to the effect of, "It's just too risky for me to come in." Like, what is that even? What's the risk? Like. Yeah. And also,
you didn't know he hired Terry
Tate? Exactly, like he's a fucking steel worker. We're not steel workers. We don't fucking cut steel. We fucking sit in an office. You play video games 90% of your life.
Well, Keith told us that he said it's tough for him to type on the keyboard because of it. However,
he told me, yeah, he said he'd be out blogging for a while because he couldn't do that motion typing. It is hard. I believe it.
But here's the thing: if you work in like a shitty office, or like Lou just said, you're a steel worker. Yeah, you wanna milk this for all it's worth, like. If you just play video games at your office, what's the difference between staying home and going to work? What are you doing?
Well, he got shoulder surgery. He can't move it. He's in pain.
He
declined the painkillers. He told me that.
Oh, well.
So that's a big mistake.
Yeah, so he really sucks at getting surgery.
What an idiot.
That's a
whole
Decline the painkillers?
Yeah, he said he didn't want them.
The fuck is he like? The dude in Only the Brave?
Yeah.
Like, were you a fucking recovering addict? Get the fucking painkillers. Give them to people if you don't want them. Jesus Christ.
His office is dying for him. Come on.
Lou's face when I said that just sunk.
Oh, man.
We're now 20 feet from the office, and we've been on the bus for half an hour.
Staggeringly bad idea to have to go to Queens for this.
So real quick, what's your guys' pick for best villains? Because it's up in the air right
best
now.
Best villain? Well, this depends.
I think the favorite is probably Rappaport.
Is Dave the decider?
I'm not sure.
Dave is the entire decider.
It's Elika.
Dave decided everything.
It will be Elika then.
There's a list of 12. Okay. So I believe Rappaport's the frontrunner. My personal is Sammer from Deadspin.
Ooh,
that is my number
that's
one.
It's almost like we need to give him a lifetime award, like a lifetime achievement award for being a dickhead.
Yeah. And I don't want to mention...
Kobe MVP.
Yes, right.
I know I just did, but I also don't want to mention his name at these awards, so I hope he doesn't win. I'm fine with Rappaport. I'm fine with Sam Ponder. I don't really feel hate for her.
on his behalf,
he did a pre-recorded video.
I'm just going to be like, kind of... I don't even know what I'd say. I'd be like, yeah, dude, like... kind of carrying you all the time, any like Mo carried you, now me. Like, yeah. He'd get so mad if I said that.
You just
no one's gonna hear this. Don't worry, no one's gonna hear this one. My vote for villain. I think it will be Sam Ponder.
Mine is without a doubt Rappaport. I don't think people understand how much I hated Michael Rappaport.
No, you're personal. I mean, I would pick Rappaport for sure.
I couldn't be at my desk when he came over like to talk to Keith about stuff. Like,
yeah, no,
I had to get up and leave when he talked
to
Smitty. I couldn't be next to him.
Once he went personal, I mean, I fucking hate the guy. But I think in terms of a Barstool perspective, Sam Ponder caused the biggest controversy of the year at Barstool Sports. She won.
She won, yeah.
She won that battle.
I'll tell you what, I kind of respect Sam.
I mean, she held a grudge.
Yeah,
she served it.
I don't
cold.
Like Sam. I never liked Sam. I was never a Sam fan, obviously. But like,
but you respect the move because
you
I mean,
do something like that. I gotta go, girl. I remember the apartment I lived in when I wrote that blog, and when Dave put the editor's note. My blog actually wasn't that bad.
No,
it was Dave's editor's
Dave
note,
nuclear,
which
yeah.
got attributed to me.
Yeah.
Holy shit, that's the office.
Yes.
We literally went around the corner.
Oh my god, we literally went around the corner.
Yep, we've been recording for 15
this Cafe
minutes.
28. Holy shit.
I remember the apartment I was sitting in when I did that. That was like
long
five apartments ago.
Yeah,
like you've been to that one. I lived in it with Sean when I had
had that one on the refrigerator at home on the bulletin board. She was waiting.
That's you get.
And she waited until these guys had everything on the line and
look, another Dunkin' Donuts. Let's go to that one right now.
That one's
Let's
no good.
Let's just get off the bus right now and
that
go
one,
to that one.
That one's no
we
good.
We could save 2 hours. We could do that.
No good. Like these guys
no good. No, that one is not good. So we'll leave it here. We're gonna get back. John will get his hand job in the back. We'll do some bus shenanigans.
I'm just masturbating.
And then we'll come back to you after the award show to recap the winners and the losers and talk about how Francis got completely shut out of the Barstool Awards. We'll be back for the second half after this. All right, part two of the KFC Radio Quickie. This is the Barstool Awards show after party. We are raging on the bus right now.
This is
right
a fucking
now.
Party.
Shit
this
is
an after party.
People are doing blow
this
in the
a
bathroom.
Lot.
I think someone's having sex.
We've been
we
to
a lot of
winners we've been
losers.
To a lot of after parties at Barstool.
This is the one. It takes was the cake.
I don't know. That one where
John just
Sean
pushed a stripper off his lap. Pushed a girl off his lap to talk into the mic.
The raging cocaine abuse from Sean might take the cake.
Cut that.
It's a different Sean. A different Sean.
Reality, we're sitting alone in the back of a coach bus.
Yeah.
With hockey bags probably stuffed up above. Everyone's asleep.
The bathroom door slings.
Everyone's asleep.
Someone's
in the bathroom.
Keep you on your toes.
It's a somber mood.
Everyone's shushing us.
Show was,
I don't know why it's so somber. It was a very fun
Well, because
show.
People went, I mean, we just had the time of our fucking life at the Barstool Award Show.
Laughing is exhausting.
No gas. It was really a very, very well done show. Very funny. Production was A+, and Dave.
Well, the production wasn't A+.
Well, no, I mean, once it got rolling. Actually, the production was an F- at first for an extra hour while we just sat there in a Dunkin' Donuts. Let me tell you what I had. I had 2 junior bacon cheeseburgers and 4 nuggets because we were across the street from Wendy's. I then proceeded to have 4 donuts, and I had a chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream waffle cone in which the guy said,
you
how
eat
many...
eat all that just now?
Yeah. He said, so let me tell you what... he said, how many scoops? And I was like, just give me one. And the other girl goes, just fill it up. And he filled the whole fucking big cone. It was a disgusting.
That sounds like a nice dinner. Let me tell you what I had for dinner because you guys got up first, and earpiece Brett Merriman held me on
Secret
the bus
Service
for
Brett.
45 minutes later. So
yeah.
I saw you guys walk out of Wendy's with your meals. I was standing on the bus waiting on the red carpet. I ate a strawberry frosted donut, a vanilla frosted donut, and half a bag of hash browns for dinner.
Hey,
and the donuts
well,
were stale.
I don't see what you're complaining about. Those hash browns are phenomenal.
Shout
out to Dunkin'.
As good as it gets. That's no doubt.
So we the awards were. One of the highlights of the night, let's see. Nate cleaned up. Nate walked away with multiple go-tos.
He did a good job. A
lot of hardware, including what I think was probably the most prestigious of all the awards, the biggest hit, because we got a lot of alpha males running around this office.
YP stood up to accept the
one of the most...
YP is pretending he's not listening.
One of the more ridiculous moves I've ever
seen. YP, why did you stand up to accept the award of you getting trucked?
It's funny that you asked that, Keith, because you told me this morning that I won that award as well. So I wonder where that thought
came. I told you on the bus right here, so that was an hour before.
It was at your desk. We can pull the footage if you want to.
You got to be careful with that YP because he does pull
footage. I remember. He said, no, you and Nate won. So me and Nate, I was like, yo, what are we going to say? We had this little thing planned out.
You know what happens. You know you get fucking dominated. So why would you think that you get to accept
the award? You got absolutely bodied then and now, tonight.
I thought it'd be a funny dynamic to have the two guys involved in a pretty notorious hit. And I thought it might be funny to stand together and give, like, a united speech.
Do you think that perhaps maybe you were trying to spin zone this and make yourself not look like you got absolutely clowned by Eric?
Maybe.
Like,
would you say a little bit of fraud scenes? Maybe a little fraud scenes?
Perhaps.
What? When I pull the footage and it was this morning? Which one was fraud scenes? or are you getting fraud scenes?
Let me ask you, when, you know, like in other fights, like, you know, does, like, Conor McGregor, like, accept an award on behalf of the fight when he got his ass kicked by Floyd Mayweather?
If it was, like fight of the year or something, yeah, I think he would. I think they'd both go up.
I'll tell you what, YP, I saw that look in his eyes when we walked out of there. He's not in the mood for us to fuck around.
No. Oh. I think Dunkin' Go To Award is about the most prestigious thing in the world. Just trying to do anything I could to get my hands on one.
I respect that hustle.
Just like a real go-to, I go to any lengths to get one. So that's all it was.
Anyway, you had a shot to get up there. I was not nominated for anything. So,
right.
Congrats to you.
Well, you know, neither me or you do
videos. I don't
think
anyone on this podcast was nominated for anything.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we don't make any videos.
I mean, what is Kevin done on video?
We don't make any videos, John, so we can't do that. It was, we basically...
Wait, we need Francis up here. We're back here.
I don't want to
Come here, Francis.
I got skunked. He says, I got nominated.
You
got
to come give a comment.
Francis was nominated for 35 awards. He went over. Give me your thoughts.
Well, you know what? Look, when I was at Harvard,
and that was Francis.
I love saying that. I just gotta say it whenever I can. When I was there, if you had told me that I'd be at an award show at a Dunkin' Donuts in Queens, getting nominated for hundreds of awards but not getting any of them, I would have said you're a fibber. You know, I would have said that's a tall tale. You're telling tales out of school, But it's true. That's what happened. That's who I am now. And I'm feeling good. I still got Frankie. Still got him tonight. And life is good. So thank you very much.
Yeah. Francis Ellis, ladies and gentlemen. Francis Ellis. And he's really still pushing this thing where he's going to fuck Frankie. And it's just something special.
It went from joke to like...
Did you see his Instagram video tonight?
What?
Did you see his Instagram video tonight?
I took a behind the scenes video of him setting it up.
Oh, Jesus.
Did you hear about Frankie getting into character and Francis actually wanting to fuck him behind the scenes the entire time?
Did you hear about what Mrs. Borelli said about you?
I heard she wants me to come to dinner, and I'll be honest, that's a big step. I'm in. I'm absolutely in.
The exact phrase, too, is that she prays for you every day. She said that she pulled up your blog where you wanted to fuck Frankie, and Frankie was like, "Ma, that's not for you. Like, don't read it." And she was like, "I read it anyway. I pray for him."
Yeah, I mean, look, we get on our knees every day, too, but we don't pray. We do not pray. That's not what we do on our knees. It's oral. That's what it is.
To be fair, he didn't say he wanted to fuck Frankie. He said he wanted to butter up his butt cheeks and slide in between.
Margarine.
Not even real butter. Not even real butter.
Not even spring.
Fake butter. Margarine. You want to slide in between the margarine.
It's not in yet.
Oh boy! What else do we have? We debated who would be the biggest villain, and pretty much exactly what we said came to fruition, where Dave pulled the executive order that it was Elika, no matter what anybody else said.
He was right.
Do we know who put Samir on the thing?
So we
pulled the card, and technically it said that the biggest villain of the year was Samir.
Dave said, no,
fuck that, it's Elika.
I sat on the bus right here. My pick was Samir, but I didn't want to say his name out loud.
Right.
And then we talked about him. I don't want him to get the shine.
I mean, I just can't believe it's not Sam Punk.
I have a question.
What's up?
Has anyone heard Samir speak? Like, are we getting...
We're probably going to get in trouble for that one, right?
Crossing the line there?
I also... We had a Millmore cartoon for Samir to accept the award that he didn't actually win, and it was very Apu-ish. Not only is that a little bit, you know, whatever, but we had some Dunkin' Donuts employees behind the counter as well that I was a little concerned about looks like some blatant racism towards Indian people.
I'm going to admit something on your podcast. I specifically did not laugh on camera.
I heard
camera.
You whispering that behind me. I
did not laugh on camera because that footage can be played back of me laughing at this very questionable cartoon.
I had my whole head because I heard you. I don't think you were telling it to me.
I also feel like I kind of gave I don't want to call it a pity laugh because it was funny, but some people were confused and I feel like we needed to make some noise and laugh a little bit. So I was throwing out the laughs and now I feel like I'm going to be on camera laughing at the blatantly racist Indian joke.
Yeah, we'll cut this part.
Nate wins best educational, which, you know, landslide victory there. He had a full speech that he actually pulled out of his pocket, which is a power move.
Yeah.
We got police activity, folks. We got police activity.
You getting pulled over? Nope.
I wish. Nate, you want to come back here and talk about your awards? Come on back, fella.
Nate.
You cleaned up.
Yeah, kinda.
I believe you walked out of there with how many? Two or three?
Two and snubbed for one.
Which was your snub?
The Flying 69 should have won sexiest.
I agree. Yeah.
But, I mean, Riggs's dong looked great in that, in the Speedo. So.
The Speedo, it's Riggs. You got a big dick, bro.
Yeah, we got to talk to Riggs after that, too, because I tried to interrupt him during his speech, but...
To talk about his dick?
I tried to talk about a couple different things.
So however, picking up the most famous porn star of all time with her vagina in your face was probably the sexiest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, my nose was like halfway in there.
It was you got a good whiff. I mean, you got a good whiff.
I've seen the footage a handful of times.
It was. You know me. I'm your biggest supporter. In that moment,
my guy.
I was behind you cheering like it was happening to me.
It was the happiest moment of your life.
Yeah, it was incredible.
So I won for best hit on Young Page Views.
Bodied him.
Bodied him, killed him, murdered him.
What did you think about when he tried to accept your award on your behalf?
So, I was okay with it for a second. Like, maybe he'd get one, I'd get one. But when Dave told him to fuck off, I was like, yeah, you should probably fuck off. And then what was my other award?
Yeah, best educational.
Oh, best education for...
Yeah, it's hard to
Adam Seabass, my whiteboard. I mean, that's just an all-time.
I actually think that you're... the OG... I think your second whiteboard might be funnier.
The second one, which was blanking on everything.
I think it was Rappaport.
Oh, yeah, the mother rap. Yeah, I mean, both of those are really, really good. I probably could have won for both, if we're being completely honest. But I'll take the one for the OG, and then I'll take one for Killing YP, and I'll allow Riggs to take one for Sexiest Dick.
What a guy.
Company guy, great award show tonight. I think everything went flawlessly besides Pete, and can't wait to do it again next year.
Rough night for Pete. Riggs, are you around here, Riggs? You want to step in and talk about your giant dick?
Talk about your huge cock, please.
That wasn't what I was going to bring up, but we can talk about both.
Well, you're going to be ugly, and I'm going to be nice. We'll play a good cop.
What's
good
the conversation? What's going on here?
So you won for sexiest award. You won it for your Glennie Balls and you Chippendale striptease,
yep.
Which was electric. It also happened about 3.5 years ago. We broke some rules there to get it nominated.
I appreciate that.
However, I really feel like this was almost they kind of gave you the correct award for the wrong video, because your Paige Spranek thong bet, you were running around. That was a real ass thong.
The Paige Spranek one, you looked a little chubby, right? I addressed this with you.
Yeah.
Right? And look, I put on pounds too. I'm not judging here. But sexier, the Paige Spranek one as well.
Thank you. I will say, like, the highlight of my career was that after I did the thong thing, I got out and Paige was like, you looked way better than I thought you would look.
Yeah,
and I was like,
that's great.
Thank you. That's a lot. With her fiance, like, standing right next to her.
Who's a model?
Who's literally the, you know, well, we don't got to get into that.
We don't have to go into that whole scene.
I'm saying, look, I'm saying if you're in a Speedo, the guy's fully dressed and you're going, hey, you're looking pretty good. And you say, hey, nice jawline, pussy. Look at my dick.
I'm in the Speedo. What's up? Well, look, if you think that I didn't like bring some sort of sock when you're
was it
in
a sock?
Speedo,
I was
going to
say, what did you use is what was going to be my question. Just a good old tube sock.
I'll tell you what. I'm a guy who believes in movie magic, and I never thought anything. Yeah. That's just Riggs' dick.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was in a Speedo. It was Riggs in a Speedo. That's all you need to know.
The Marvel Avengers don't use a green screen. Riggs doesn't use
CGI.
A sock. That's
no, of course. But, man, that feels like these videos, I will say that, they feel like they were like 10 years ago, all of these videos.
A couple of them might have been. But, yeah, I mean, at this point, once we move to New York, everything just becomes, like, I feel like the Mets went to the World Series like a minute ago. Like, the 2015.
Oh, I feel like they went 15 years ago.
All these years, really? Because to me, it's you know what? Some days it feels like you've been here forever. Other days it feels like you've been here forever and you want to kill yourself. Congratulations on your win, Riggs.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you for having me.
Of course. And, I mean, I believe we'll wrap it up there, right? Any other highlights to hit upon at the Barcelona Award Show?
I mean, Keith got carsick.
Yeah, Keith's a little bitch boy.
That's such a Jewish move.
Oh, let me just...
What the fuck? Jesus Christ.
No, that's a big-time Jew move.
Wow. I was going to say you guys finished the show without me, but that was fucking... I don't like...
Carsick? Like, who gets carsick?
Jews.
Wow.
I do, too.
Oh, and Mexicans.
Wow.
Jews and the Mexicans.
And Francis, the fucking Aryan race over here. Wait, Jews get carsick? What are you talking about? I don't get carsick. What the fuck
Jews
was that?
Defensive.
Yeah, defensive, super Jew move.
Listen, I don't need to ride in a car. We swim across rivers. We don't ride in the back of
cars. All right. Say this, too. This was our first...
I was gracefully passing my mic along to the stars of the night.
You were.
As I was texting Gaz about work tonight.
Oh, okay.
And then I hear
Jews also work hard.
Well, some of us have to work after 4:30 p.m.
Tell Gaz to not leave the office at noon, then.
Well, I didn't include Gaz in that.
You said Gaz.
I'm texting Gaz. Okay. I was insulting you two. Gaz took the entire day off.
And by the way, we're currently working. Our job's just easier than yours.
And I'm on this podcast, so
I have time. Don't be mad. Your career path is more difficult than ours. All right. This was our first like real Barstool red carpet, and let me tell you,
This is more fun than the studio.
That what?
This is more fun than the studio.
Oh yeah.
We should just do moving.
Oh, that's been the move for like that's what we've wanted to do for a while. Just like
keep
on
it mobile.
The road podcast.
But my friend here, John Henry Feitelberg, was soaking in that red carpet. And if you watch, if you play
John was
back
so hot.
His
oh,
clip.
I mean, let's talk about Camille's tweet. Did you see that?
No, what did she say?
Whoa. Camille tweeted.
Oh, boy. John just gave me the eyebrows. So
Camille's friend texted her, like, John Feitelberg is on the step and repeat right now. All caps. What did she say? She's like, I'm wet right now. Basically, I'm wet right now.
I can't possibly remember.
Well, you know word for word. She basically
I
said, really I'm wet right now, John.
I can look it up. I really don't.
John, was, what was it?
Holy
so
shit. All right.
I'll
check.
Podcast.
I'll look on
we
my
did
fucking...
it with Camille, and she said that every time she comes to Barstool, her friends are like, oh, go Feitelberg.
And what was the tweet?
Like, yeah, bullshit. And Camille tweeted.
I mean, right. And you got
Camille said, when John tells me there's no way any of my girlfriends have the hots for him, emoji face, rolling eyes. Please see the current text I just opened. Eyes, emoji. And the text is, Camille, all caps. John Feitelberg, on a step and repeat in a suit, is killing me, RN, right now. I'm not okay. Everything was all caps.
Do you think it's maybe a situation where the girl was confusing me for you again?
Is what?
Do you think it was a situation where the girl was confusing you for me?
Oh, you motherfucker.
No, it definitely wasn't because John was, I mean, he was in his element. The hands were moving. I'm actually surprised it wasn't.
He had
like
an ascot.
Perhaps, do we know that it was a girl who texted Camille because you were putting out some vibes
look,
tonight?
It could have been anybody. I'm like, in an ascot, like, look, making chicks is for poofs.
If you wear an ascot, you fuck a chick, you're gay as shit. Well, right. Great red carpet appearance. Congrats to all the winners.
You're welcome.
We'll see you next
congrats,
year.
Nate.
For
congrats,
the Barstool
Francis.
Awards.
Oh, wait, hold on. Francis,
Francis, you win.
Whoops.
Hey, there's always next year to get snubbed 35 times.
I take that back. Congrats, Donnie.
We're